Katie picked me up at exactly 12 noon. Though an excellent student, gifted painter, carpenter, tap dancer, and comic, promptness is not a concept my daughter holds in high esteem. Nor, to my knowledge, is the southern rite known as the pig picking. Though my daughter's official address remains Pete's house, where she grew up, Katie and I often spend time together when she is home from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. We've gone to rock concerts, spas, tennis tournaments, golf outings, restaurants, bars, and movies together. Never has she proposed an outing involving smoked pork and bluegrass in a backyard. Watching Katie cross my patio, I marveled yet again at how I could have produced such a remarkable creature. Though I'm not exactly last week's meatloaf, Katie is a stunner. With her wheat blonde hair and jade green eyes, she has the beauty that makes men arm wrestle their buddies and perform swan dives from rickety piers. It was another sultry August afternoon, the kind that brings back childhood summers. Where I grew up, movie theaters were air-conditioned and houses and cars sweltered. Neither the bungalow in Chicago nor the rambling frame farmhouse to which we relocated in Charlotte was equipped with AC. For me, the 60s were an era of ceiling and window fans. Hot, sticky weather reminds me of bus trips to the beach, of tennis under relentless blue skies, of afternoons at the pool, of chasing fireflies while adults sip tea on the back porch. I love the heat. Nevertheless, Katie's VW could have used some AC. We drove with the windows down, hair flying wildly around our faces. Boyd sat on the seat.